Well.
Oh gosh, it's a big one, guys.
Yeah.
We're at the end.
So long time no see.
I know.
Yeah, very long time no see. We were supposed to meet 2 hours ago.
Yeah, it's been quite the morning. I am all over the place.
Yeah.
And this morning I said to myself, I was like, bring your laptop with you when you come in so that we can record this.
Yeah. I texted just so we know.
Yes, literally I had a reminder.
Yeah.
I then leave the house and I have my friend's shoes in my bag and it feels heavy enough to be a laptop. So I've told myself, oh yeah, I also have my laptop in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you text me again, like right when I get here, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is not my laptop.
Oh no.
Yeah. So it was one of those.
Okay, but we've powered through. Yes. I was just very happy when I was like, oh, can we meet at 11:30? And you were like, oh, I'm actually going to be like late. I was like, yes.
When you first texted that in the morning, I was like, thank God. Because I woke up, I was a little bit drunk last night.
Nice.
I woke up and I was like, oh my goodness, I need to get myself together.
Yeah. Okay, but you were drunk because you had it in your last exam yesterday, right?
I did. So I am officially finished with undergrad university. I am very happy.
It's a bit anticlimactic, isn't it?
I know. Because me and my friend, we both finished at the same time. And then we went to her house and we were like, well, what should we do now?
Yeah.
We literally ended up, so we went to a pub with some friends. And then everyone was like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy, oh my gosh. And then everyone was like, okay, we're going to go home and sleep.
Yeah.
Like, literally, we ended up going home. And we were watching John Tucker Must Die.
Okay.
I fell asleep in the first, like, 20 minutes.
But also, I feel like you really want to, like, do something.
Yes.
But you're so spent that first day.
Yeah.
So I handed in, because it was the same exam. So I handed it in, like, yeah, I don't know, like, at 11. But I was literally just lying in my bed doing finishing touches on the document, sent it in, texted my flatmate that I was done, and she came in and she was like, congratulations! But then I was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, you know? And
I feel that.
Yeah, and all of my friends, like, aren't done with theirs yet. So I was like, it's not like I can go out with, like, it's literally just me.
Yeah, literally.
So I was like, what am I supposed to do? So I ended up, like, doing, like, a Zoom meeting with my friends from back home in Sweden, and I, like, had wine
so
with
cute.
Them.
Kind of like how it all began.
Yeah, exactly. I was actually like, how do I even use Zoom? Because I hadn't been using it in such a long time that I was like, they're like, oh, do you want to set up the meeting? And I was like, what? So, yeah, that's what I did. But I'm going out tonight.
Good, you should. Where are you
going
to go?
I'm going to Taylor Swift Club Night.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
That's very you.
Very on brand. I booked it like a few months ago. So I had like 3 weeks in that period because I decided to leave everything for the last minute.
Yeah.
But I was like writing an essay like every single day. Like I was writing every single day. And then like the dissertation was like my like end goal in my mind. So once that happened, I was almost like, well, I'm on break. I was like, that's uni done. Like I'm over it. And then like to have to go back into the
exam.
Thinking of like, well, I actually have to write this thing.
I think we literally had the exact same like timeline because I had, so I went to Italy.
Nice.
Came back.
How was that? Where were you?
It's really fun. I was in Parma with Anna. Yeah, it was really nice.
I saw the pictures of all the dogs.
Yeah. Like I stayed with her family. It was really cute.
Yeah.
But so when I got back from that, it was mid-April.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I literally had 3 essays and my dissertation due in the same week.
Yeah.
3 essays due in one day.
Oof.
And then my dissertation.
Yeah.
And that was all in like the same week.
Yeah.
And that week
that
was
so
the first
rough.
Week of May. And then the dissertation was the 11th of May. So it was now the 14th of April.
Yeah.
And I realised, oh my goodness, I haven't started a single one of the 3
same,
essays.
Yeah.
It was all 3,000 words.
Yeah.
And then the dissertation.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how. I did 3,000 words. And then I realised, my dissertation's due in a week. So then I like begged my academic mentor for those sessions, which were painful actually.
Yeah.
All of them left me feeling in pain. And then I was like, oh my goodness, I literally have a week.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. Yeah. I got an extension in the end.
That was nice.
Of 5 days.
Yeah, I considered getting an extension, but then I was like, realistically, I'll just end up like slacking off for three of the extra days that I get, so I might as well just, because now that I was like in this like hyper like stressed mode, I was like, I might as well just sit down and be like,
yeah, I don't blame you at all.
But yeah, well, congrats.
Thank you, and congrats to you too. We did it.
You know, it's so insane when you sit down with your dissertation and then I'm like, well, this is actually kind of fun.
Yeah,
I was like, I understood why I picked this topic.
Yeah,
this is interesting.
What was your dissertation on?
It was like how, like the question was like, how local social actors understand the role of sports in facilitating migration.
Wow.
Yeah, so I interviewed some people.
That's so interesting.
And yeah, and I analyzed what they said. Like, it was like about how they perceive problems and then how they perceive like policy solutions, and if they like, and then I analyze like if they actually like, are they actually solving the problems that they like conceived for themselves.
Wow. So, and you did an interview one.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was like, I did like 6 interviews.
Wow.
So, you know, that's not a lot. I had a friend who did like 12.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and someone was like, oh, I did 15, so, but that was too much, so I had to choose 13 of them, and I was like, okay. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
What about you? What did you do?
So mine was on gender-based violence in African-American communities and how police respond to those calls, like in those communities specifically. Yeah, it was really interesting, like doing the readings.
Was like, so did you read police report, or like how did you?
Yeah, so I read like a lot of like testimonies. Feeling now that it's over, do you feel like you're giving yourself enough of a break? Do you feel rested? Do you feel like you still need lots of rest? Like, how do you feel?
Yeah, well, we were saying, like, so I handed in my final exam yesterday and it was super anticlimactic and not like it didn't really feel very special or anything. But I was on the phone with my sister and I was just chatting, and I was gonna go to Tesco and I was like, I'm gonna buy myself, because I wanted to make pancakes this morning to like
That's
treat
cute.
Myself. Yeah, but I didn't end up doing, I was sleeping. But then I also got like wine and crisps and stuff. And then I was like, oh my god, I'm so excited. I'm just gonna like drink wine and eat these crisps this evening. It'll be so chill. And then I was like, wait, that's all I have to do. Like, I was like, because I don't have anything else to do. So I was like, I can drink wine and eat crisps every single day.
Literally.
So that's what I'm excited about. So I'm just planning for me to, like, be happy or get to, like...
That's amazing. Literally, that's, like, that's exactly the answer I actually want to hear.
Yeah.
Because I keep asking people, like, oh, what's your plan now? And I hear, like, talk about the future. I hear talk about internships. I hear talk about future jobs and all of that stuff. No one's like, oh, I'm just going to be happy.
Because I...
Thank God.
I just... Because it's summer and I feel like it's the first time... Or this is also... Maybe this is how you feel, like... at the start of every single summer. But I'm like, oh my god, this is the first summer where I'm really gonna have like a summer, and then it probably doesn't happen, but I'm committed. I just want the sun to come out,
yeah,
because the weather's been kind of shit. Because as well, like, my plan yesterday was to like sit in the sun, but there wasn't very like warm yesterday. But I just want to like meet my friends at a park, drink wine in the park, eat like strawberries, bring a book. Sometimes we read the book, sometimes
that's
we chat,
so nice.
You know. Like, that's, like, my, the extent of my summer plans, really. And that's it. I don't really have...
Good for you.
I haven't thought further than that. Also, because I hadn't thought further than the 25th of May. Like, see, people were asking me, like, what are your plans for the summer? What are your plans for the future? I was like, there is zero in my brain.
Literally.
I haven't, like, thought past that specific date.
Literally.
Yeah. What about you? How are you feeling about everything?
I completely feel the same. I literally had therapy last week and I had a little breakdown. I cried for the first time in therapy.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about this and I was
Milestone.
Yeah. I literally was like, oh my gosh, like, I get so anxious about summer. Like, normally a lot of my May, I'm anxious about like June, July, August, those 3 months, because there's like this pressure to have plans, but I didn't have time to make the plans because I was studying.
Yeah.
And then I feel like weird that summer comes around and I haven't booked the flights yet. I haven't like all these things. And then also I have a part-time job still, and it kind of makes me like limited with the time I can like do stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I want to have a break, but also I should have an internship, and
yeah,
I want to volunteer this in July, but then I need to do more applications, and and then you know.
Yeah.
And I just like literally was having a breakdown about it, and then I realized like I actually need a break. Like, I really accepted that. And I have decided I'm going to quit my job, which I'm so happy about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm literally going to quit.
So
I'm going to hand in my notice on the 4th of June.
Yeah.
So I'll work till the first week of July.
Yeah.
And then I'm done.
That's kind of what I'm doing with mine as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, because I think I'm going to stay in London for June and then I'm going to fly back home for July.
Okay.
So I was like, I'll work throughout June.
Yeah.
I'll have, like, summer moments in London.
Yeah.
And have, like, this part-time job and see if I can get, like, a few extra shifts, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I was like, that's the extent of my plans.
Yes.
Because I just... And then we said that maybe we'd, like, do, like, some travels to the countryside and stuff like that.
That's so nice.
But I was like, other than that, I don't really... There's always so much, like, you should be doing.
Yes.
And it's just, like...
Yeah.
Like, you can't always be doing all those things,
yeah,
you know?
Literally, I still was... So, in August, I did book some flights. Like, I literally did it the day the exam ended. I was like, hey, I just did it immediately. So, August, I want to spend that month, like, traveling. Fun times. But as for, like, July, I really wanted to do, like, volunteering or some internship. And I was telling my therapist, like... I just really need to get something, like, I really want to. And then he was like, why do you think that you only deserve, like, a month of a break? Because what you're saying is that you're going to work all June, and then you'll be unemployed. Then you are going straight into, like, some volunteering or something. Yeah. That's what you want. And then you want to travel. Mm. Where's the rest? Like, where's the sleep? You still think that you deserve, like, a small bit of a break when you actually deserve to just take as much time as you need, you know?
I also feel like you should be able to, like, exist a little bit because, like... So much of the things, like, you know, when you hand an exam and you have, like, 5 mugs in your room, like, clothes are everywhere, there's, like, dirty dishes from, like, 2 weeks ago, you need to do your laundry, you need, like, you need, it's your time, it's, like, your turn to clean the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things that you put on hold when you're doing your exams, and then you don't do that for, like, the week after, and you're, like, oh, like, I'm finally on break, I can do, like, all of my cleaning things.
Yeah.
But, like, you're still, those are still things on a to-do list, you know?
Oh, sorry.
You should be, like, able to... Yeah,
you're so
not
right.
Have to...
Like, I was so mad at myself for not cleaning my room. I was so mad at myself. And I'm just like, what am I doing? Literally, take a break.
Yeah. But I feel like you should be able to not have plans for a few, like, a week or, like, a few days.
Yeah.
Where you don't have every day accounted for, where it's like, well, that week I'll be traveling, and then I'll come back, I'll have a day, then I'll do this, then I'll do that. Like, there should be some...
I literally get so anxious. That's something I need to work on all the time. I get so anxious when there's just no, like, not having plans. Like, I feel really stable being like, okay, and within these 3 weeks, like, it doesn't have to be to the dot. But within these 3 weeks, I'm going to be doing this. Within these 3 weeks, I'm going to be doing this. Like, I feel like that keeps me secure. But it shouldn't have to. Like, you should just be able to exist and just, like, you know, like, wake up and not have, like, an agenda for the day.
No,
you know?
for sure. I think that also talks, like, it, like, relates to what we said about, like, toxic productivity, like, having to feel like you always, like, are, like, that you're always doing something worthwhile when resting is also worthwhile.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, like, this is technically our last child summer. Like, this is our last summer before the shit gets serious.
Yeah.
Like, after this summer, it's like, you, with a job, you don't get a summer holiday, you know?
I've been thinking about that. So
crazy.
So I've been looking at jobs. Basically, my future plans are very, very, they're not at all set in stone. Basically, I'm, like, unemployed. I didn't apply for a master's.
Period.
Like, it's very all open at the moment.
Mm.
But then I was thinking about, like, I was looking at jobs, and they were like, oh, you have, like, 25 days off a year. I was like, 25 days off? And I was like, that's not even, I was like, that's 5 weeks.
Sorry, I'm calling in sick at least 10
times. Yeah, and
like...
I was like, and then it's not, like, 5 weeks in the summer. It's literally, you know?
Yeah, and it's crazy. It's literally crazy.
I was like, that's unfair, surely.
Yeah. So that's why, like, this summer, we honestly just need to be so kind to ourselves because, like, this is literally our last summer before that is our reality.
Yeah.
And I know myself, and I feel like a lot of other people, will regret putting so much pressure on themselves with this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're 25 and they haven't got, they'll realize, oh my gosh, I actually never got to rest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So true. I also feel like, though, like, you can always, like, make new decisions. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can, like, this is not something original that I'm coming up with at all. But one of my closest friends back home, like, her dad, I've, like, known her since I was, like, 10 and stuff. And I'm really close to her family. And her dad always says, like, oh, the best thing about choices is that you can make new ones.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so, like, technically, like, it is your last summer or whatever, but you can always, like, choose to quit your job. Like, you know when I think about that sometimes? Like, if you have a shitty... If you feel like you're in a bad experience or you, like, feel like you don't fit what, like, the tasks of your daily life or, like, you just hate the job you're at or you don't want an office job or... you blah 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 or like, oh, I want something different, you can actually make the choice to do something different.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it's so easy to forget that that is an option.
Yeah.
That you can actually change like your own environment a little bit. Like, you don't have to, or like, give up all agency in a way.
Literally, that's the revelation I've had as well. I feel like it's easy to feel like complacent with your life in general. Like, you kind of get used to being like, okay, school, education, job.
Yeah.
You literally have the power to, like, make a different decision if you want to make a different decision. Yeah. Obviously, like, there's obligations that you have to have in terms of, like, you have a bill to pay. Yeah. You have a, you know, like, no one's saying, like, don't pay your rent, you know? But I also think, like, there is quite a lot of, like, free will that you have. And I didn't really think about this until very recently.
But I'm excited about that as well. Because, like, now that people are finishing their exams, everyone's like, oh, I'm having, like, a belated birthday party.
Lots of barbecues.
Yeah, like, picnics. I went on a picnic last weekend. That was so nice. Yeah. It was, like, perfect.
And how do you feel, like, in terms of the concept of this being, like, a coming-of-age season for us?
Yeah.
That scares me in general. Mm-hmm. That, like...
Do you feel like this is... Do you feel like this is, like, the season finale?
Oh,
like, if it's, like, a TV series.
Oh,
do you feel
gosh.
Like this part of your life is a season finale? Or do you feel like this is a new season? Do you know what I mean?
I think that May is the season finale. And I think June is the season beginning. This is a very quick turnover. Like, they just said new season. Like, it wasn't like, they didn't have time to go. They just went to the next one.
Locked and ready. Yeah. Maybe it was like a mid-season finale.
Yes.
And now we're like growing into... Yeah, because I was actually journaling. As one does.
As one should do.
As one
to do
should
that more.
Do.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
It's very sporadic, I'd say. But, and I was like thinking about stuff because also I had a friend over last weekend, and she was like from one of my close friends from high school, and you know, it's like so easy to like talk about stuff, like you just like really just pick up where you left off, and because like you don't really have to explain a lot of things, and like we've had so many conversations throughout the year, like you always
That's
like
so nice.
Pick up on new threads and like, or talk about old threads but in a new way. And I was like thinking, and I was like, oh, but like I've actually grown. Like, I feel like that's what I like about journaling, I think. But also, I usually just journal, like, stuff that I've already said out loud to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, acknowledging that you've gotten somewhere. Because sometimes I feel like at uni, especially, because, like, you're returning to the same place every year. Sometimes my courses feel like they're exactly the same as they were last year. It's, like, nice to know that, like, you've made progress. Because... Especially because sometimes I'm like, what am I even doing here?
Yeah.
Like, am I actually learning anything? Like, what even is this? But then having, like, a moment of introspection or, like, I think, like, they sound so corny, but I feel like they're, like, important to have because you really do realize, like, that, yeah, you've grown. And I was like, oh, I can't believe, like, I was thinking this about myself. Like, it was, like, kind of, you know, I was like, oh, but, you know, this is cool. Like, I'm in, like, a pretty good place.
Mm.
And, yeah, just acknowledging that progress has been made, I think, is also important when you're embarking on a new chapter of your life.
I love that. Do you have any journaling advice? Because I need to get more into it.
Yeah, I feel like I struggle with this a little bit, but journaling ultimately is, like, for yourself. Because it doesn't have to be, like, in a specific way. You don't have to write in a specific way. Or, you know, you don't have to write every single day. That's stupid. Like, well, I mean, maybe it isn't.
I always feel the pressure to do it, like, in chronological order. But then I can't keep up.
Yeah.
So the last time I journaled was February. And I'm so behind. And I'm like, do I go to March, April, and then come here, you know?
Because I feel like I'm not journaling as in, like, oh, I'm documenting every single thing that I've done today. Because, I mean, ultimately, like, especially at uni, like, you're doing similar things every time. So my journaling is more about, like, feelings and, like, if those experiences, like, diverge, or if I have new thoughts that, like, maybe don't fit into the routine in a way. Like, that's what I feel like I need to journal.
Okay.
Because then I obviously, like, don't really know what's going on.
Okay.
And then I, like, think it out. But I feel like I struggle a little bit, like, with the fact that it's so stupid sometimes when I write stuff down, because I write it as if I think someone's going to read it.
Right.
And I want it to be as funny as possible. It's like, it's like, if I'm literally writing it as if I think, like, what, just in case someone reads my journal, I just want them to know that I'm a very funny person to hang out with. I make jokes all the time.
That's so interesting.
And it's just like, what, like, for who? Mm. Like, why are you, like, performing in this journal of yours?
Yeah.
You're not, this is literally just for yourself. Yeah.
For me, I think when I write sometimes, I want to explain everything about a situation possible, because if someone else reads that, I wouldn't understand the full story. Like, I'm like, wait, but here's a detail also that you need to consider. You know, this is why I feel like I wouldn't just say like, oh yeah, this person annoyed me. I'd be like, here's the 2 years of context, because I feel like if someone else reads it, I want them to have the understanding.
Yeah. But then I'm like, also, I made the right choice. Yeah. Just so we know.
Yeah. I want them to know the full story. But then I'm like, who's reading this? Like, no one's reading it. So why are you doing that?
Yeah.
It's weird.
I think like moving past that is like the most difficult part. Yeah. But then I also think that once you've started, like what I like about my journal now is that I realize that I'm like halfway through it.
Mm.
And that's like, you obviously get like quite a sense of accomplishment. And I love reading like what I've already written. And sometimes I'm like, oh yes. Like I was like, pop off. And then sometimes I'm like, whoa, that rough day for Alice, you know, like not feeling at my bestest, you know, but it's, yeah. Because then you get to, like, experience it with yourself again. Mm. I also feel like if you, at least for me, I guess it depends how you, like, remember things. But if I write down how I was feeling at the moment, then usually when I read it back, I'll remember, like, the intricacies of the moment. Because obviously, like, those are the reasons why I feel in a certain way. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously. No. But I'd say I like journaling. I definitely don't journal all the time.
Mm.
But, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I have to write about this.
I need to do that again. It's time. Do you have anything that you've been putting off because of exams, because of the work, that now you're like, I want to get back into this?
I have, like, so many books that I want to read.
Okay.
Yeah. And... what, like, a book that I read last year, which was my favorite book last year, it's called Open Water. That author just released a new book, so that was the one that I was reading outside. So I really want to read that one, and I've been putting off just, like, so many other books. And I'm just, like, obsessed with the image of, like, the sun, the grass, a book.
You're just reading outside.
Yeah,
so
some
nice.
Coffee. But yeah, I don't know, because it's so difficult to... maybe if I think about it, I'll figure something out. But it's like you said, like, the only thing that's been on my to-do list now for so long is school that I haven't really thought about anything. What about you?
Yeah. I think for me, writing poetry, I realized I didn't write poetry since the start of third year.
Yeah.
Like, I completely
Was that, like, a regular thing for you?
Yeah, it was very regular.
Wow.
Yeah, I did that all the time. It was something I really cared about. Like, I would even go to, like, open mics. I would go to poetry things. I did that very frequently. And then this year, I've just not had the time to do it. And, yeah, I just... this summer I think I want to get back into that. It just made me feel so much peace.
Yeah,
like, in a way it was like also journaling.
Yeah,
like,
it was like
writing a diary, you know. Yeah. Since we finished, do you feel like there's one thing you've done to, like, treat yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I went and got myself, and, like, I went to Spitalfields yesterday.
Oh, okay, cute.
And I got myself an Italian sub.
Oh,
ooh,
that's
nice.
It was
so good.
That's nice.
It was so, so good.
And I feel like you deserve to be treated for at least a month. Like, treat yourself every day. Like, it's bad, but I'm going to be doing that every day.
But also, like, I've been treating myself every day during exams.
Same. You know when you study and then you're like, okay, I deserve a meal. Let's get some food. Literally.
I was like, time for my extortionate study treats.
So what do you think you would say is something you're, like, taking away with you from not only third year, but just the whole 3 years?
At LSE?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think, honestly, I mean, it's, like, very basic things, I feel like. But maybe, like, they're... so easy to, or, like, they seem like such an easy thing, that but they're actually quite difficult to, like, know and also, like, embody. But just, like, knowing what you like and what you don't like to do, and then actually making decisions based off of that.
Okay.
So, like, knowing, yeah, I guess, like, knowing yourself a little bit, like, you don't have to do this just because you feel like you should be doing that, or you, yeah, I don't know. That's, like, such a basic answer, in a way.
No, I think that's really interesting. But, do you mean, like, in the sense of, like, setting boundaries and being like, I don't want to do this, therefore I don't have to?
Yeah, I guess. And also, like, feeling like, but at the same time, I feel like maybe I've been better, always been better at that, but I've been, like, worse at being like, well, this is what I like to do, so therefore I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Even if someone else isn't, or even if someone else is like, well, that isn't, like, a fun thing to do. Like, I feel like maybe that side of things.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I've always been better at being like, well, like, no, you know, but I've been worse at being like, well, I like this.
Yes.
Like, I want to do this. Mm. Just because you don't seem to think it's fun doesn't mean that I then have to, like, give up on that.
Mm.
So, and, you know, like, finding, yeah, I think that's probably the thing. I don't know. It's very much like knowing yourself, you know, make choices for yourself, blah, 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 blah. Very like coming of age, 20 something thing. But yeah, I think, I mean, it's so difficult. I feel like there's so much, so many years. So there's like, so much
maybe
to draw
one
on.
For each year.
Kind what of. About you? What, like, it's so hard to boil down to like one thing, but what do you feel like you've learned? Because sometimes I'm like, have I learned anything at all?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, sometimes I feel that.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I am a completely different person from when I came here.
Really?
Yeah, I literally can't even believe it. Like, I genuinely would say I did a 180. Like, this is...
Oh, my God!
Yeah. Like, I feel like when I started in first year, I was a lot more people pleaser, a lot more insecure, a lot more like just underdeveloped, like a lot less, like a lot less confrontation, like I was scared of confrontation, like I was a lot more like nice, I would say.
I feel
like now I'm a little bit more honest and nice, which I'm really happy about.
Yeah.
And I think like maybe that's like, I mean, I still need to work on it now, but maybe like, for example, I had an SU meeting, like I was telling you about Women's Officer.
Yeah.
And like, they asked me to do something in the next like 2 weeks. And this was the day I just finished my exams. And I just said, I was like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And before, I would have never ever said that. I would have said, sure, of course I'll do this.
Yeah.
And then when I shut the meeting down, I would have been like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. But I just said to them, I'm so tired right now, and I can't guarantee I'm going to do this right now.
Yeah.
I need a break, and then I will be able to do this. And and I just feel like maybe that's what I've learned the most, I'd say, is just like honesty.
Yeah.
More. But it's still something I really need to work on. But
No, definitely, like, finding also, like, your, like, legitimacy in your own feelings and like being able to voice them because of that
definitely.
I don't know, I feel like I honestly feel like I might still be pretty bad at that in group settings like, because the last time I had a group project, oh my fucking god, I hated that group.
Oh my gosh. What project was this? Wait, can you say that?
It was just so like, I just felt like I did almost everything.
That's so annoying.
And it's a third year course.
Yeah.
And it was like me and this other girl. But it felt like, I was like, I'm a group member. I'm not like the mom.
Exactly.
You know, like why is this a thing? Like, we organized a group meeting and nobody showed up. And I was like, oh my
fucking God. That's actually so bad.
Yeah. And so I feel like but I didn't say that, obviously. Mm. Like, you know, like you just get on with it a little bit.
Mm.
So I feel like I'm still pretty bad at that. Not gonna lie. Just because I just get like, well, because then I think I just get like, well, if you're not here, then you're not going to do it. And if you're not going to do it, then that means it's going to be shit. So I might as well just do it.
Yes.
And it'll be like, at least I know like what the quality is. It might not be like the best, but at least I know like what it is.
Yeah, I completely understand.
Yeah.
I think like, honestly, like, I think being a little bit more tit for tat is sometimes a good thing. Like, sometimes I think like, being a little bit more like sticking to your guns about something, not just caving in and being like, oh fine, like whatever, these people are never going to change, let me just do this thing, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes being a bit like, no, there's a principle here. Like, I think that's something I learned a bit more.
Yeah.
Like, for example, things like if there's a cleaning rota and someone doesn't do it, it's like, I'm not going to, like, 10,000th time, I'm not going to do your job.
Yeah.
Instead, I will do nothing. Yeah. And I will tell you to do it.
Yeah.
You
know? I think I still find that difficult.
See, it like, is very
Yeah. Because I'm just feel like I get annoyed. And then I'm like, wow, this, like, I don't like living like this. So then I might as well just do it.
That's been me for ages. Yeah. Now I'm like, I send a text, I say, you need to do this. Go and do it. Like, I'm not doing it for you anymore.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Very true. Do you feel like you've learned, like, anything academic at LSE at all?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Or do you feel like it's very much like individual transformation and I've grown as a person and more like that?
I was literally having this conversation and I said, no, I've not learned anything academic. And then everyone said, trust me, you actually have.
Yeah.
There was a conversation brought to you about something, you'd actually have knowledge there that you didn't know. And if, like, let's say right now we said, okay, write what Garland says about the criminal justice system right now. Write me 1,000 words.
Yeah.
You could probably write at least 4 sentences.
Yeah, like, that's true.
You learned something, you know?
Yeah.
What about you? What do you think?
Well, I was talking, because my friend was here, right, from high school. Mm-hmm. So we started, like, you know, when it always just comes to that, you just start talking shit about every single person you went to high school with and all, like, the teachers and stuff. And then we're talking about our assignments. And then we, like, started pulling them up, like, the weird ones that we've done, because they're always, like, really weird ones. And then I pulled up, like, an essay. And I remember, like, when I was in high school and I did English. And I always remember just being so mad because I was like, my grades aren't improving. Like, this is a good essay. I don't understand. And then I read the essay. And I was like, you know what? My English teacher was right. This is kind of shit. But so then, like, when you read stuff that you'd written before, then I'm like, okay, well, obviously, like, I've grown as a, like, academic author or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's really hard to measure. Because, like, I feel like also sometimes for us, like, with social policy, a lot of the stuff that we go through, I'm like, well, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like,
I completely agree.
I'm like, they're like, oh, inequality is bad. And I'm like, well,
period.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
So it's less, like,
yeah, it's not
yeah.
numeric. Mm. I think as well, for me, the ability to read, like, the readings, has improved so much.
Yeah.
Like, in first year, you give me a 20-page reading, I'd be sweating.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'd be like, this is taking so long. Like, you feel like you have to read every single word.
Yeah.
You know? Now, give me a 20-page reading, and I can read that easily, and I'll be done.
Yeah, and I'm
so happy about that, because now I know how to, like, read it and get information, but not dwell on every single word.
Yeah.
Like, you know, before I used to take notes of every sentence. Like,
oh my god.
And now I'm like, no, that's not how you do that.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like uni is all about vibes. Like, you have to, like,
it's all about vibes.
Like, in, like, you want good vibes, but also, like, when you're reading stuff.
We should call the episode that. That's just so good.
Understanding the vibes and things.
Yeah.
No, but, like, yeah, like, if as long as you understand the vibe of a reading,
yeah,
then that's, like, all you need to know.
I think, like, 3 key points.
Yeah. And that's
You're
it.
Good.
Yeah. My flatmate had a friend, or she was with someone in, with someone in a course this year, and there was, like, a reading, and she never did it before class. And then, like, as class was starting, she'd open the reading, and then she'd, like, just scroll to, like, a very specific paragraph, and she'd read that. So then when the teacher was like, oh, what did you find interesting about the reading?
Mm.
She would just talk specifically about that one paragraph, and the teacher would be like, oh, that's such a great and such a close reading. Mm. Well done.
That is so smart.
Just, like, a sentence.
That was me with
you have to work smarter,
module.
Not harder.
Yes.
Yeah.
A certain module, which maybe I won't name, that we had a class participation grade for a certain module that we both did. And I would show up to that class hungover because it was on Thursday. I'd always be late. And I would just literally go to the conclusion, see about 4 sentences. And then when we had to, in this class, we all had to say something about the reading that we found interesting or that we learned.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I just thought, like, the way it concluded that it was just so... Lol.
Oh my god, that class. Horrible, you know. Yeah. What about looking forward?
Mm.
Yeah. Well, we talked about summer, and we know that we're gonna take it easy.
Yes, we're going to be kind to ourselves.
Yeah, but you have plans for next year, right?
I do.
Brag so, a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a master's here.
Wow!
Yeah, and it's in social anthropology.
Yeah.
Which is like my favourite subject ever. Yeah. So it will be nice at least to enjoy, finally, mm-hmm. no shade mm-hmm. to social policy, but to finally like really love what yeah. I'm studying.
Because I think that's so important, because I have so many friends who are like applying for masters, and they're like, oh, are you going to apply for one? But I was like, I just don't want to if I don't know like
yes.
what, I don't want to apply for a master's just to like apply for a master's.
Honestly,
like I want
it's just
to
not
like
worth
what
it
I'm doing.
You don't like it.
Yeah,
like,
and it's a substantial much more amount of money.
Yeah, more so, money, another year of yeah. this sort of thing. Like you could just like, I don't know, be employed or take a break or travel, you know? If yeah. you don't like the subject, I always say like there's really no point doing yeah. a whole extra year.
Yeah.
And I would never do it if it wasn't for anthropology.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy about it and I look forward to it. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I think
yeah, you'll be having a great time. And you'll be a women's officer.
I will be. I yes. got re-elected. I yes. can't believe it. I literally can't believe I got...
Really?
I literally was sat there. I was in complete disbelief. I was like, guys, there's no way. I didn't have time to campaign. I didn't have yeah. time to even ask for endorsements.
Yeah.
I literally didn't have time to even barely told anyone I was running. Mm. I was like, who vote? Like, who are these people?
Everyone voted.
Thanks, guys. Like, yeah. really nice. I'm very happy.
Aw. Yeah, so you're staying in London.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to do LSE all over again, I guess. I really wonder what it would be like being a master's student here.
I know. Because sometimes I'm like, it might be, like, weird, but sometimes I also feel like it could be, like, LSE might be, like, a good campus to be a master's student at.
I think so.
Because it's a relatively large master's university and relatively smaller undergrad. Like, if you compare yeah. with, like, King's, you yeah. know, like, there's a lot fewer undergrad students than yeah. masters.
But also... The postgrads are kind of like neglected, like mm-hmm. in terms of their like inclusion. Like, there's not really like
yeah.
I feel like they're not socially really included. They're not really like, I don't know how good the well being of master students
yeah.
is. There's not much engagement with them yeah. specifically. So I don't know what it's gonna be like socially. I really wonder.
Mm.
But I wonder if you even have time to do. I don't know how.
Yeah, exactly. How much? How different it'll be like.
I think maybe I'm underestimating the amount of work it actually is. Like, I'm like,
yeah,
you know, I'm going to write my essays. I actually think it's going to be a lot of work. I'm going to realise in September.
It'll be more.
Yeah, it's going to be even more. I think it's like 3 years in one, from what I've heard.
Oof.
So, yeah, I should probably think about that.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, because it's 12 months as well, right?
Yeah, so it's, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. But whatever. You have summer. I'm pretty set on not having, or at least, like, not applying for a master's. Like, applying for jobs, but also feeling like it's okay if I don't get a 9-to-5, mm-hmm. like, stuff like that. And, like, I'm really lucky in the way that, like, I like my family, and my family are able to, like, you know, like, I'm able to live at
yes.
home, like, financially that isn't a problem or anything like that.
Mm.
So I know that, like, if I end up, like, not really knowing what I can do, like, I have... like, an emotional and financial security net to fall back on, which is really nice.
Mm.
So I don't feel, like, very stressed about it, per se. But there's always, like, you kind of want to have ish of a plan. So, or at least, like, a goal with what I want to do. And literally, I think, like, my goal for, like, next year is, like, saving money. I think I want to try to get my driver's license, honestly.
That's good.
Yeah, saving money because I want to travel. So I have some friends who are, like, or I have a friend who's going to be living in Australia next year.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I was like, well, I can visit her for, like, a longer period of time.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and then I have, and, yeah, so, like, and then I have, like, some, like, loose plans about what I would want to do. And I think you can do, like, many things at once. So I was talking to my friends, yeah, yesterday at, like, the Zoom, the wine and Zoom night or whatever. And, I mean, they bully me because they feel like my Swedish, like, I don't, like, I speak very Swenglish.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like,
Swenglish.
Oh.
Swenglish, never heard that before.
Yeah, it's, like, Swedish and English. Like, I speak Swedish fine, but I have, like, an English, like, I speak Swedish fine, but I rely on English grammar.
Right.
In a way. And sometimes I just make up words. So they were like, oh, well, like, you can do, like, a Swedish, like, rhetoric course or something. And they said it as a joke, but I was like, you know what? Like, yeah, maybe.
That's
why
cool.
not? Like, public speaking. Like, you can work and do, like, part-time studying
yeah.
or, like, coursework things.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my friends from back home is saying that out of everyone in the friendship group that I need to become an influencer because she was like, you need to get on that Zoom. She was like, you're the only one that's she was like, only one left in the I think basically she's saying like you're the only one that's unemployed of the friendship group, so you're the only one who has time to make this a thing. So that could be, you know, look out for that. Yeah. Maybe I'll be an influencer next year and we'll
really
go to Bali.
I think that you should like be. I think that you're a really good communicator. Like I think you're really good at talking and like telling like delivering like a story or something. I think you're really good at it. Like I really think that you should, wherever you go in the future, we're gonna try and plan the future of this podcast.
Yeah,
but I really think you should keep doing something like this.
Because that's the other thing as well. So like I feel comfortable with maybe going back home, and I have friends back home still, so it's not like I feel like I'll be have like a total social dead life. But then recently I feel like I'm taking out like I'm like my nostalgia preemptively. So then I'm like, oh, but like I'm gonna be leaving people here, like maybe I want to stay here. And then I was thinking about the podcast. I was like, but if I stayed and worked in London, then I could like go into the SU and film podcast or record podcasts. So yeah, it's like a difficult, I feel like it's a difficult decision to make because I know that I'll feel comfortable in both places. Like it's not like one is pushing me overtly to the other. And also, I had a job interview, and I feel like it went well.
That's
good. So then I'm like, oh, so do I want to work 9 to 5?
Okay.
Like, you know when you, like, have different options, so you're, like, kind of questioning.
Yeah.
Because I very much applied for that just out of, like, FOMO.
Okay. And, like, what is it?
So did you see they sent, like, a social researcher job at the UK government? Like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But also, they haven't really heard back. Also, they were like, I don't know if I actually want to work there because they were so shit with their communication. They sent out an email and they were like, oh, congratulations, you made it to the interview stage. And I literally laughed in the library because I've completed their assessment center thing like low-key drunk after I realized during drinks that it was due that evening.
Oh my god.
So I was like, this can't be true, you know. I was like, that's actually hilarious. And then literally 5 minutes later I got an email saying like, oh, we're so sorry, that email wasn't meant for you.
Oh my god,
that's so unprofessional.
What the heck.
I know. So then I was like, okay, so I didn't get the interview. I was like, well, that makes more sense, but also like that's really weird. Like, how can you be?
That's very weird.
Yeah, they're like, that email wasn't meant for you, we're so sorry for the inconvenience.
Oh my god.
And then 5 minutes after that I got another email being like, congratulations, you got selected for the interview stage. So then I was like, well,
chaos.
I know. I was like, so am I doing an interview or like what's up? And then yeah, the next day or something, they were like, oh, please book your interview slot. So I did. But then they like the few days before my interview, like we had to prepare like a 5-minute presentation and they were going to send us information about like what that presentation was meant to be about. And they literally, I got an email and, I was like, oh, like, it'll be information about the interview. Amazing. So I open it up, and then the email says, thank you so much for volunteering to interview our potential candidates this Friday.
What?
Please see attached the interview script.
Someone got fired.
Gasp!
Like...
So they sent me,
I would
like,
be freaking out.
Bro, so they sent me, like, not only just, like, the 5-minute presentation that I should be doing, they sent me every single question they were going to ask me.
Oh my goodness!
I know!
That was divine favor.
Yeah, I know, so that's why the interview went well.
You use your pictures, right?
Yeah!
You're amazing! Then, oh my goodness!
I was like, obviously I'm gonna be, like, preparing based off of these interviews, or these questions. And not even that, they, like... there was another file, like another attachment, and that attachment was every single person that was gonna be interviewed that day.
Oh my god.
And their email.
Oh my god.
That must be illegal. No.
Oh my goodness.
And then it took them forever to realize that they sent that email. So then, like, I don't know, like an hour later they were like, we're so sorry about that email that you just got, please ignore it and delete it. I was like, girl.
Someone got fired.
I was like, you're so
that's
stupid.
That's crazy.
And then five minutes after that second email, they sent another email that I think was supposed to be like a candidate one, but it was just the exact same thing again, sending out the info. Like, and then finally they were like, oh, we are aware that there has been a technical issue. And I was like, I don't know if I want to work here. Like, it doesn't seem like you guys have any control.
There's a technical issue. I was like, someone was just like.
And then they they were like, oh, like, don't worry, we'll be changing the questions, obviously, to keep it fair for every candidate. Like, they changed wording, yeah, the wording, the vibes were very much still the same. Mm. So I think that was the reason I went. I did well on the interview. Yeah, but so that's an option. But they haven't heard back to me.
Okay.
Yeah. I also think like questioning a little bit like what you've set yourself up to be is important, because I used to think that like, I'm not a creative person. Like, I'm definitely not creative. Like, I can't draw for shit. Like, I can't do this. Like, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, it's true. I can't draw for shit. And I'm like, I can't sing. Like, I'm not, you know, that art, maybe like artistic. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like I am creative. Like, or yeah, or like when stuff that I've done at LSC, especially as like a committee person, like taking care of like social media or marketing or figuring out like how to make things look nice so people like tap on or interact with it, or how to like rope people in and stuff, like that's still creative without it being like fine art. And I think you have to like, and then once I was doing it, I was like, well, obviously, like I've always found this fun, and I always like, I've always liked writing, and I've definitely liked creative writing a lot more than like academic writing growing up. So I was like, well, that makes a lot more sense, you know. So, and that's like a blend of creativity but also like some type of, I don't know, like corporate environment. I don't know, it feels a bit more attainable than, you know, moving to Hollywood and you know, writing a script or something. Like, it's
like you're finding parts of yourself in things, and like you're putting it all together.
And I think that's like part, you know, process is achievement, I think. You definitely,
that's so cool. You've been dropping some really cool ones today. Process is achievement. And then you also said something else. You said something your dad's friend, your friend.
Oh yeah, the best thing about choices is that you can make new ones.
I love these.
Yeah, they're really really good. Like, he said that because also he was like an econ person, but then he wanted to become a doctor like his entire life. So then he went back to school and became a doctor. So that's, I was just like chatting about him, like why he did that and stuff. And then he was like, you can always make new choices. And I was like, gasp.
That's incredible.
Honestly, it's like, imagine my life model. Imagine
being econ, maths, and then science.
Hats off. So that just goes to show, I feel like it's, I mean, it's a bit different in Sweden because obviously like, you can do it and it's free. So like there's there's not as much holding you back financially. But he was like, oh, I've always wanted to be a doctor. And then I decided at 18, like, oh, I can't be like I'm not gonna be one, or like that feels, I don't know, like something like that. But then like he turned 40 or whatever it was, and he was like, well, I still want to be a doctor. So then he makes the like, you know, like I think that's good.
That's amazing.
So if you still feel like when you're 40 that you haven't got it figured out, you can...
It's fine.
Make a new choice.
Yeah, and you can always make it at 80. You can make it at 90, you know? You can make it right now. Who knows?
Yeah, so. Who knows? So true. Wow. So good.
I feel like we've...
Such a debrief.
If you're listening to this, treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Make plans. Don't make plans.
Maybe treat yourself means sleep, whatever it is.
So true. Just treat yourself. Take a page from Tino's book and take a break this summer. Remember to relax.
Remember to be happy, as Anna said. Be happy.
I think so as well. And that you like deserve those things are important. And then dress up in a fun outfit and go hang out with some friends, sit in the sun, drink your little iced coffee, read a book, listen to some music. Journal.
Yes, you know? Live your best life, guys.
Write poetry.
Yes.
I can't believe I learned that about you today. Okay, cool. Well, like, happy summer.
Happy summer, guys. Happy end of year.
Yeah. You guys have made it this far. Everyone has made it this far. That's a reason to celebrate.
Yes.
If you still have some exams left, I am so sorry. But
you're almost there.
You're almost there.
Hang on.
Yeah. And then go for drinks after.
Yeah. Listen to this during your revision break.
Very true. That's it. Well, this is the last one for this year. And hopefully we'll figure something out for next year.
Yes, we will.
Okay, cool.
Okay, well,
bye!